It's just like music. Ooh, music is the soul of the man.
Jam unto the music, baby.
Music makes a happy day.
Get funky, funky, funky.
Music makes the crowds roll by, baby.
Say what?
Your music kissed my tears and dried my eyes. Your music makes me want to sing. The music is a joy to bring.
Hey.
Music is my heart and soul. Make precious and gold.
Southern Smoke.
Ah, we back at this thing, baby. Y'all know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. North and South, y'all know we got nothing but love for you. If you're hearing my voice, you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Right here, we showcase and interview nothing. I mean nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. We're going to have Slim the Phenomenon live in the building, a.k.a. Slim Baby, one of the phenomenal radio on live in the building. We're going to be showcasing him, getting all up in his Kool-Aid, asking him all types of questions, kind of throwing him off guard. No, Slim, I'm just playing, baby. But we got to showcase some hot music from him tonight. So, of course, got one of the tracks that one of my favorites, Just Listen. We also got a hot track with him, Slim Baby, Slay Stone. The deputy is called True MCs Never Die, which is so true, so true. And then we got another hot track for with Except One, Slate Stone, Slim the Phenomenon called Shape of My Heart. So we definitely gonna get into those tracks tonight. I wanna give y'all a little information about Slim Baby. Slim Baby wears a lot of hats, so he does a lot of things. Slim the Phenomenon, born Adam Hernandez, is an American visual artist, a poet, a recording artist, a writer, a music producer, an on-air personality, a web designer, a CEO of Phenomenal Entertainment, and co-owner, marketing director, music director for Phenomenal Radio. And you repping that love bus, Texas, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
I
like to mean that we're a lot of hats, man. But Phenomenal Radio wouldn't be Phenomenal Radio. We ain't have my favorite baby daddy up in here. Tay Black is on time this month with his child support. So let's give that man a round of applause.
Up
in
here.
Say hi, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your favorite day of the week. And matter of fact, not only is your favorite day of the week, we got your favorite guest this week. Yo, big shout out to Steve Ebony B. We got Slim Baby up in this joint. Yo, yeah. After this show, y'all gonna know who Slim is. And more importantly, you're gonna know how to get in contact with Slim. Let me tell you, his Facebook always has dope art popping. I can always go to his timeline and just see it on mine. Like, the artwork is incredible. He will put you down with some of the most inspiring visual people because he is one of those persons himself. So, yo, just big shout out to Slim. Big shout out to Slate, Phenom Radio, Diva Spot ENT. Keep going for it, man. I'm happy to be here. It's Friday. Make sure you hit us up. 347-850-1521. Tell a friend and tell a friend. We give live shout outs as well. Diva.
Listen, man, I want to make a quick announcement before we bring Slim Baby up in here, a.k.a. Slim the Phenomenon. Hit him up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/TheRealSlimBaby. That's Twitter.com/TheRealSlimBaby. As of after tonight, going into next week for Frontline Fridays, we will be moving to a new palette. It's all about innovation over here, so we will be moving to a new palette for more clarity, so you can hear my beautiful voice more clearly in the wonderful independent music that we play more clearly. So we will be moving as of next week to Spreaker.com.
What did you say, nigga?
Yeah. We're getting up out of here, and we're going to be moving over there so you can hear the music more clearly. I like speaker.com, so stay forward and look out for all the new links and everything. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. He got that promo on lock. Make sure y'all hit him up at Future Guru 100 on Twitter. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring Slim Baby, a.k.a. Slim the Phenomenon, up on here on One Mile Friday. Baby, welcome, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling good after that. After all the love y'all showed on the intro, man. I appreciate that.
Almost definitely. Slim Baby, you have been doing some phenomenal things. Your artwork is amazing. It's in my house right now. I wish I could set up the camera right now to show you guys the art that I went on Slim Baby's website. Make sure y'all go to Slim Baby's website. That's www.slimbaby.net. Again, that's slimbaby.net. Wonderful artwork. I love the a lot of the Black History pieces that you have. You pay a lot of homage and you educate us. And I see the call lines. Your hands is up. We're gonna get to her in a few minutes. But I got a couple of questions for Slim Baby. And my first question, as far as with all the hats that you wear, visual artists. For those who don't know exactly what a visual artist, what is a visual artist?
A visual artist is somebody basically is, you know, there's all type of different artists. People communicate through music, sculpture, dance, you know, all kind of stuff. A visual artist just really communicates, you know, what we see, what we're feeling, what we're trying to convey. You know, we basically get that across in a visual format, be that painting, drawing, Photoshop, whatever, you know, something visual.
I love that. Let's talk about poet. You, I see that you have here a poet, but of course it comes through your music. But did you start writing your rhymes first, or did you start off as a poet first, and then later on it turned into music?
Yeah, I actually started out as a poet first when I was younger. I was probably about 17 when I started just seriously writing a lot of poetry. I wrote a little bit when I was younger than that, you know, when I was a kid, but I got seriously back into it when I was like 17. And I always kind of had a, you know, a feeling that I liked music enough to do it. And then, you know, once I hit college, I was 19 years old. You know, I was just really in that mood. I wanted to turn my poetry more into a musical form and just incorporate that. But I actually did start out just writing the poetry first.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to throw it over to Tay.
Yo, for those of the people that's tuned in, man, just off top, where can they go see your artwork?
Oh, man. Everywhere, man. You can go to slimbaby.net. That's first off. That's my official website. You can see all my artwork on there. On Facebook, I'm Slim the Phenomenon or Adam Hernandez, either one. I got art, all my art on there. I'm on the Tumblr. I'm on the Instagram joint. That's Slim the Phenom on the Instagram. Tumblr, I got about 4 or 5 different accounts, so you can find me on there. Pinterest, everywhere, man.
Got you. And make sure y'all hit him up, man. You know what I mean? Definitely check out, because it's a visual journey that you will definitely go on. And, I mean, y'all, just shout out to Slim for the work he puts in. But what do you find are the different challenges when it comes to composing a song as compared to composing a piece of art?
For me, the line kind of gets blurred a lot with a lot of the, like, I view pretty much everything I do as artwork. You know, I've always been an artist, so, like, even with my beats or a song, lyrics, you know, whatever it is I happen to be putting together, even a mix, you know, sometimes I do some of the mix shows on Phenom Radio, you know, so even when I'm blending and doing stuff like that, I think of it more as art, so I just kind of, you know, like my whole thing, I basically start with the basic idea, and then you know, use my creativity, which is just, you know, it's been something I've been blessed with, you know, naturally, and I just kind of let it flow, so it's kind of the same process for me. It just kind of, you know, I do it all the same way.
Got you. So do you feel like does one, do you get inspired by outside sources by one more so than the other, you know, because I know with music, well, I guess it might even be the same. I might even answer my own question. Does it, you know, a song, you can get inspiration from anything, but it may be a little different with a piece of art. Or how does that work for you as far as inspiration?
Well, like with my artwork, my big thing is my color schemes. You know, an artist's job, you know, one of the best part of an artist's job is, like, you know, bringing what we see in our head out to where other people can see it, you know what I mean? And so, like, with color schemes being a major thing to me, I'm constantly getting inspiration from, you know, basically from nature. I get a lot of inspiration from nature, like the color of the sky. If you ever just check out the sky, I know in New York you really can't see the sky too much in some bigger cities, but if you ever just check out the sky and see some of the colors in it, you know what I mean? There's, like, a whole range of colors there just everywhere around, you know? So I get a lot of inspiration off of nature. Also, I have what's called synesthesia. And what synesthesia is like people, Kanye West has it, a lot of different artists, creative people have had it. But what it is basically like somebody with synesthesia, when they hear music, then we see colors. Not like, you know, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. I kind of see colors in my head. I see the music inside of my head as colors of light. So I get, like, a lot of inspiration, color schemes from music itself, you know, just listening to music and getting those colors from that music. So that's basically a lot of the inspiration, man. And, you know, basically I read up a lot, you know, about figures in history. You know, Diva mentioned the Black History Art series I do. You know, and I read a lot about history, and a lot of those people inspire me, you know what I mean? A lot of their spirits and their movements and what they were talking about, you know, the Martin Luther King, you know, all of that. And that's what Just Listen is all about, all the clips of Just Listen. That's actually, you know, a Martin Luther King clip in there. That's actually a Malcolm X clip in there. And then, you know, we got the Pac clip in there. And all of those people have inspired me in some way, shape, or form, because what they were doing was genuine. And anytime I see something genuine like that and it's coming from a place of love, you know, it's always an inspiration to me. So that's a big part of it.
Nah, definitely. I mean, that's what's up, man. It's good to see such a person that's entrenched in art, not even just from the visual aspect, but from the ear, you know, and even down to seeing colors. It's good to see that perspective. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Diva, because, you know, I can't hog Slim up like that. I got to give and I got to share. You know what I'm saying? So I know you got questions that you want to ask too, or you want to get the music.
Please share. I want to get to this music. I'm so feeling Just Listen. I was listening to it today. I was listening to it while I was doing my laundry. I just love how you took those clips and those pieces of information, Slim. It's wonderful. It's phenomenal, baby. If it ain't phenomenal, it ain't nothing. I'm just saying that. If it's not phenomenal, it's not anything. But I want to get into this hot track right here. I want you to introduce it and let everybody know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays. And when we come back, we're going to go to the call line.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, this your boy Slim the Phenomenon at The Real Slim Baby on Twitter, slimbaby.net on the web, rocking, of course, with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays. You are about to be subjected to the track Just Listen by Slim the Phenomenon, produced by Slim the Phenomenon and G-Mo of the Step Brothers production team. This is off of the street album that I dropped called Slim, S-L-I-M. And it's called Just Listen, so check it out.
One day, we will have to stand before the God of history. And we will talk in terms of things we've done. It seems that I can hear the God of history saying, that was not enough. But I was hungry. And you fed me not.
My mind's tripping like MLK is on long distance. I hear his wisdom, his speech makes my thoughts different. Closed mouth don't get fed, closed ears neither. Knowledge is money and the ATM will be the speaker. Power to reach a million souls, no comparing that. Huey Newton, mind frame, partner with your staring at. Keep a close knit, tight circle for the self-defense. Asking God about these activities that I'm meddling in. Losing the game means dying, man, I better win. Preacher man don't like my kind, man, I better sin. In a city living, ain't no love for my kind, bro. So we gotta hustle, play. Doesn't fucking pine slow, mind sharp, eyes low, focused on the dream though. Ask me what I mean and I'ma ask you what you mean, yo. Martin had a dream, but he didn't really sleep though. Y'all stay sleep, so the snooze is what you reach for. Mean young queens turn to CEOs. Young kings get sick, quick to see the CEOs. And they give us plenty booze smoke, but they'll never ever truly give us what we need, yo. And y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me you're Negro. Oh, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Butch or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now?
No, I wasn't black, cause she with me and I ain't know how to take that. Face facts, the fast lane is a racetrack. So if you ain't a white stripe, then you gotta stay black. I learned that way back in middle school, in fact. Principal put his hands on me, I whooped him, he had to take that. Figured that he couldn't even call the law, not knowing in my city the people would've got off. Stupid, shit's propped up and still crooked. How the news keep it in your face and you overlook it. And blacks got all the crack, who showed them how to cook it? Fiends got the brown, but who showed them where to put it? Questions never raised on my city full of lost souls. Staring straight ahead, not knowing we at the crossroads. I don't say time for change, man, it's been that. People looking at me sideways, I can sense that. My own best friend, where your friends at? Try to stop my mission and I'ma have to defend that. Cause y'all still here begging for permission. Man, just listen.
You can't be no more offended by my curses than what's really going on.
left, right, left, halt, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, Jay Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Right, salute. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B. And the order that you just received right there was just listen. Yo, Slim, that's a hot track, baby. That's definitely a hot track all the time. We need to put that on the air horn. You know how they ride around the tech time in a little van, and they have the big phone, and they say vote for nigga.com, vote for newnigga.com. We need to have this song rolling around, man. We will. We will push it. I love it. Let's go to the hot lines and get some love. You got it popping up in here, Slim, baby. You got it popping up in here. Go to the lines, and it's going to be a while because you got a lot of people who want to talk to you.
Okay, that's what's up.
So let's go to it. 202-904. You're now on the front line, on the spot, on the grind. Who we got on the line, baby?
What's good? What's good, Queen? This is Genius.
Oh, Genius is live in the building. What's going on, Genius? We got Slim the Phenomenon, a.k.a. Slim Baby, Phenomenal Radio Finest, up in this piece right here. So some love to my guests.
Yeah, definitely. What's good, fam? I'm definitely feeling the track. I got the hitters straight, man. I'm definitely loving that. And then I heard a lot about you as far as how I work. I'm sitting here checking some of that out now, man. Salute.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
James, you got any questions for Slim Baby?
Yeah, did you, are you a self-taught artist or do you actually attended school for artists?
Yeah, no doubt. I actually am a self-taught artist. I've been an artist, man, since as long as I can remember, probably 3 years old and up. I've been an artist of all kinds. But I did actually go to a technical school for a year, to get up on the software side, like the Photoshop and all that kind of stuff.
That's what's up, man. Do you do tag work?
No, I don't, man. I used to get out when I was younger, just spraying my name on stuff. But, yeah, I ain't never tried the big murals or nothing, man. That's definitely a skill I got to try to, acquire here soon.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up, man. Because, it goes hand in hand with music, man. Hip-hop is the CD art.
Yeah,
it's a huge part of it. And, I've seen a lot of your work, so, I can definitely see you doing that.
Yeah, I might have to get into that real soon, man. Appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah!
That's how I feel every time I come in my house and I see your artwork up in my house, Slim. You're definitely talented. I'm coming out like, all right. Looking good up in here. Right up. Genius, I appreciate you calling in, King. Let them know where they can actually tune in to your show. DJ Music Mix Show, I may be saying that wrong, but let them know how they can hit you up on Twitter and tune into your show as well.
If they got the tune-in app, they can just put in DJ Genius. It'll actually bring up the show if you're not in the area so that you can hear it anywhere in the world, or you can actually go to my site, which is DJGenius at blogspot.com.
Yeah, you can follow on Twitter at Genius. All the links and stuff is up on there. You know, hit me up. I'm approachable.
That's definitely what's up, King. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep your mic open. We're going to go to the next caller. 972, you on the spot on the grind with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. Who we got on the front line?
Man, you already know. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google. Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it do, Diva? What's up, Tay Black?
What up, what up?
You already know, baby. We turned all the way up. We got Swim Baby up in this thing, man. I was waiting on this show. I've been waiting on this show like I wait on the first of the month, man. This, I couldn't wait to get him on this show. I swear, I'm excited. You heard that hot track that we just played called Just Listen. Give us your feedback on that dope.
Okay, well, you know, anytime somebody uses, you know what I'm saying, those samples, they got to really be speaking about something. So I was listening to my man's words, and it reminded me at the end of school days when, you know, St. Lawrence Fishburne was like, wake up. That's one of them joints right there.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I appreciate that for real.
You know what I mean? No doubt. So, yeah, I like that, you know what I'm saying? Because as an artist, I'm not very good at that. But, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate what others do it, you know what I'm saying? Keep us conscious of our hip hop.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, much love.
I'm definitely feeling that. Slim Baby is the person that I want to be marching with me. When we start marching for a cause, or when we start going to get things done, and when we be like, you know what, we going out to make it happen. He the type of dude that I want to be marching with me. Word up. Because his voice is going to be just as loud as mine. And y'all know Diva can turn it up.
Hey. She want to march with us, so that way if they stick the dogs on us, you know what I'm saying, we'll get taken out first.
Look, they don't call us frontline soldiers for nothing, dude.
We on the front line, and Tay, he think like cornbread, so it's gonna take a while for them dogs to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I can just Tay throwing blows, hooking off on dogs. Let's get it.
You know what I mean? Hey, we gonna have to talk to Obama about that, man. We can't be having her take the dog, man. Hey.
I'm glad that we are talking about Obama, because I got a couple of questions that I want to ask y'all on this, but we're going to bring in the future, man. We got to bring Future Guru 100 up in this thing. I see him here. Let's go ahead and open up his mic. Where he at? Future is here. Let's get that man. Applaud that man. Hold on, Guru.
No, you already know this Future Guru 100. You know, you could Google me, but I want to say what's up to everybody on Frontline Fridays right now. Yo, my man Slim, my business partner Slim, I salute you, my G. Like, I appreciate you showing love to the Diva right now on Frontline Fridays, man. It's good to have you on. Tay Black, I see you, boy. So, you know, I'm just supporting, man. I'm supporting the show right now. You know, my man Slim, I've been going wild on the promo. Y'all seen me turned up today, so if y'all out there on the Twitter, you know, we're gonna keep it pushing. This interview will be archived.
Yes.
Will not self destruct. So we're gonna keep it pushing, man. Y'all know, I already know how I do. Just hit me on the Google, and I wanna tell you, Frontline Fridays is the bomb, man. You know, I got my commercial airs on Frontline Fridays, so I support the show, man, you know, and I appreciate everything, man. And I do wanna say to Slim, man, you're doing great work. You know, it's deeper than rap. You know, I want everybody to know that, first of all. First and foremost, it's deeper than rap. And we appreciate what you're doing. Shout out to Slatestone Music and everybody that's in this music for non-radio, man. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. And we are the three gangs. Slatestone Music, The Real Slim Baby, and Future Guru 100. Keep your eyes open. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So, baby, let's talk about your latest project here. Let's talk about Slim. I see a couple of tracks right here that I took a listen to. Just Listen is on there. Understand, Ain't No Grave, Rebel Song, Stars and Stripes, They Just Talking. Oh, that's my joy right there. Different. No Rest for the Wicked, and Should Have Been the intro. Let's talk about this latest project, Slim. What's different from this project and other projects you previously did?
This project was actually all produced or co-produced by me and G-Mo. I think Slate had a hand in some of them joints. We all get down on the boards, you know, so we all actually produced these beats versus my first project that I did, Built for Business. I had some mixtape joints on there, you know, some industry beats I used and stuff like that. So it was more like a mixtape type of joint. This one was more like a street album, you know, all original joint. So that's basically the difference. Also, another big difference was what I was talking about. You know, on Built for Business, I was kind of, you know, it was kind of my foot in the door of doing my first project or whatever. So, you know, it wasn't just really too heavy subject matter. And then, you know, I decided to just really, you know, start talking about something different on this album. And I'm definitely going to kind of continue on that, you know, on that track and continue to try to talk about something different, because I just think that's something that's needed, you know, throughout hip-hop.
You're definitely right about that. It is something that's needed throughout hip-hop. I feel like music should be effective. That's why D.Va always say, I'm not concerned with being popular. I'm concerned with being effective. Effective in a good way as far as teaching the people. That's why I like with the intro, and you can educate D.Va right now, with the brother that was on there, say, who are you? What's your name? That's not your name, where you come from. What happened to you? You know, what happened to your history? Why don't you know your history? Who was that? And where can we find more audio or more teachings from this specific brother?
Yeah, that actually right there is a clip of the actual, you know, Malcolm X. I know a lot of people have seen the Malcolm X movie, you know, Denzel played Malcolm X. And they did a really good job with that movie. You know, they got to movie it up a little bit. But overall, they did a pretty good job, like, keeping it historically correct as much as possible. You know, like, in that system, they're going to take it through the ringer and change some stuff. But they stayed pretty straight to the story. But that was the real Malcolm X that I used the clip of. And you can just – he's all over YouTube. Just YouTube,
yeah.
Malcolm X speech, Malcolm X interviews. He's actually – you know, it's kind of strange because, like, him, he has a lot of interviews and stuff that's on YouTube. But, like, you know, like Martin Luther King and some of them, you got to kind of dig and stuff, you know. But if you just put Malcolm X in on YouTube, it should pull up plenty of stuff you can check out. People definitely need to listen to what he was talking about. I believe they need to, you know, see him say it, hear him say it, you know what I mean, because he definitely had a style that just made people listen, you know what I mean, and I feel like people, you know, and that's why I started listening to the clips. I've read a lot about Malcolm X, but, you know, when I start actually hearing him speak and seeing him speaking and seeing his conviction and, you know, all of that, you know, it just gets the message across a whole lot better. Plus, he just had a style that nobody could really touch, you know what I mean? He was just really effective, like you say.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we're going to go to Tay. We're going to open it back up for Tay. Let's go ahead and go to 909-358. You're on the spot, on the ground, on the front line. D.Va Ebony B, Tay Black, and Slim Baby is live in the house. Who we got here?
This is J-Rule the Realist, D.Va.
Oh, J-Rule is up in this thing. It's about to get deep. J-Rule the Realist, let me go ahead and applaud that man while he hears it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. First and foremost, giving honors to Black. Let's give honors to Black. I know most of us give a lot of honors to God, and that's right. We're supposed to give honors to God. But this night, let's give honor to Black. I am so much at a privilege to be on the phone listening to this brother and his music and his words of inspiration about Malcolm and how he has this thing set up. It's so much of a relief to hear this brother come out and speak and say the things that he's saying. It's like a, you know, I can wipe my eyebrow, because it feels sometimes when you're on this road, it feels like you're the only one. But brother, let me say to you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, brother, Assalamu Alaikum. I'm not a Muslim, but yes, I have incorporated Malcolm's speeches, and I'm a believer in what Malcolm believed in. And yes, I've sat up and watched many of Malcolm's skits and speeches on YouTube, and it's a shame that a lot of us aren't up on this information. But I'd like to thank you for what you have done and what you have brought to the music, because you're opening eyes and you're opening minds, brother. And I hope you continue on this path of how your music style is. You are truly phenomenal, brother. You are truly phenomenal.
Appreciate that, man. Much love for sure, man. Appreciate
that. We need to do a track, man. You know, and I know you probably got people hitting you all the time, like, hey, you know, let me work with you. Can I work with you or whatnot? But we need to definitely get in and get some of this knowledge out, tag team some of this knowledge. Tay Black, shout out King, Diva, what's up, Slim? Everybody, much love and respect, you know what I'm saying, to everybody online right now.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We can definitely get together and do something, man. Just hit me up on any of them avenues, the Twitter, whatever. You can email me, 806slim@gmail.com. We can get it in, man.
Okay. Okay,
that's
definitely.
I wanted to ask you that question. What is your ethnicity, Slim Baby?
I'm actually half white and half Hispanic. Now that a lot of stuff comes with that. One thing that comes with that obviously is the half white part. In the hip hop culture, you know, generally that's been something that's kind of been a touchy issue, you know, in the past. Eminem kind of broke the ice on some of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And things are definitely going a different route now, you know, with like Yellow Wolf and like, you know, MGK and stuff like that. So that's cool. But, you know, that part of me, the half white part of me, put a lot of strife and trouble in my life early on. So I come from that. The other part that a lot of people don't realize is what Hispanic, you know, some people call us SAs, some people call us Mexicans, some people call us Mexicans, you know, however you say it. You know, there's a lot of history there, just like the peoples that come from Africa that got displaced all over the world. You know, my original people got displaced from, you know, South America. And a lot of people don't know, and probably a lot of people listening to this show don't know that, you know, it's been scientifically proven the DNA has been traced all the way back to one woman, and she lived in South Africa. So everybody that's alive, all modern human beings that are alive right now come from Africa. So, you know, the whole story started there, you know. So a lot of stuff comes with my ethnicity. So I kind of, you know, my mind frame now in 2013 is basically, you know, I don't do the race thing, man. Like, you know, we're all human beings, you know. Like,
yeah.
I said, we all come from one place, you know. We all come from one spot. And so that tells you all you need to know right there, you know what I mean? It's all connected. We all family. You know,
love it.
You know, so that's basically my mind frame as far as, you know, my ethnicity or race, you know.
That's what's up. Let's throw it over to Tay Black.
Yo, and just keeping with that spirit, man, as far as motivation, because we hear a lot as far as, you know, art, your passion, your heritage, how that, you know, reflects what you do with your music. Outside of those things, you know, what else motivates you? Because I know that you have family as well and people in your corner that push you. You know, how much of an influence are they on you?
Oh, man. First and foremost, you know, I got two little girls, man. And, you know, before I had kids, my kids were my motivation. And by that I mean that, you know, with everything that I was put through, because, you know, like CeeLo said in the song one time, you know, my mom and daddy were too young to raise me right. You know what I mean? And so that's coming from that, you know, I always had in my mind, like, my kids weren't finna go through that. You know what I mean? And so, I'm trying to do something different, man, for my daughters, you know what I mean? Because out here it's bad, especially for, you know, for young girls out here. You know, if you listen to the radio, you know, they got all this stuff. They tell them the girls ain't nothing, they ain't good for nothing but looking good and having sex and taking care of a dude.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's not what I want for my daughters. I don't feel like that's what women want overall for themselves.
No,
I just don't believe that, you know, because I just don't. You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to do something for them, different for them. And so they're definitely a big motivation, my main motivation. You know, Slate Stone, my business partner, huge inspiration, motivation, a rock, you know what I mean, since the beginning. Me and him linked up in 05, been rocking ever since, you know what I mean? So, and then, of course, you know, everybody we have on the team that we brought on, you know, everybody comes with their own skill set. You know, even you, Tay, you know, we did some stuff together, did a track together and stuff, and then you did, you know, the Volume 3 with Slate. You know, I'm inspired by all that, man, you know, just everything. You know, I really feel a lot, you know what I mean? So things in the world just kind of move me and inspire me all the time.
Nah, that's what's up. And I mean, as far as like where it's taking you from, shoot, even early on in your career to now moving forward into 2013, like what do you see on the horizon for yourself? You know, as far as
There's a whole lot, man. On the music side, you know, as far as Phenomenal Entertainment, we'll be dropping multiple projects every month of this year, from the radio station, also from myself and the rest of my team. So that, you know, you can, you know, everybody, including myself, can just expect a lot of work, you know, in the near future. And then past that, man, you know, once more success comes, you know, in a monetary fashion, you know, we're really trying to change some stuff. You know, I'm not trying to go too much in detail into it on the air, you know, because them folks be watching and listening all the time. But we're really going to try to make a positive change, man, and, you know, really do our part as long as I'm here, you know.
Excuse me. This is... Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I had a question for you, brother. Now, I'm an independent artist. I'm coming out of South Central Los Angeles. And it's very, very hard for me to find other artists who are, and you seem like you're very inclined with your history and what you're studying. And my thing is my question to you would be, I guess it falls under motivation, but what motivates your educational style? What motivates you to go dig into the history, dig into the crates, and find these certain, like these Malcolm skits, and find these Martin Luther King, and then on top of that, not only what motivates your education, but what drives you to make sure that this is to the people, and make sure, what drives you to make sure that the people hears this type of knowledge, incorporated in your music, of course, but what drives you to show people and awaken people and open up minds? What drives you to do that?
Man, basically, if I could just put that into a phrase, which I do all the time, man, it's a little phrase I came up with that I hashtag sometimes. It says, knowledge is money. And I really do believe that, you know, I believe that people, you know, people out here call themselves, you know, being in all kinds of religions, you know what I mean? Everybody has faith because there is, of course, one creator. Everybody knows that and understands that deep down in their heart, regardless of what they say. You know, but there's all kinds of religions and stuff out here that people claim to be a part of and claim to be practicing. But if you look at everything, everybody really just worships that money, you know, because they feel like that money is going to get them what they need, when really what they need is something different that money can't get you. And I believe seeking that knowledge will get you what it is that you need, you know what I mean, and get everybody else what they need so we can be good. And, you know, my motivation is I just want everybody to be good, you know, and right now the world ain't good. You know, everything's all, you know, everywhere. Fires everywhere. Everybody, shit's blowing up everywhere. You know, it's a mess.
People shooting motherfucking kids.
Man,
you live on air, Diva. Bring it back.
You are a breath of fresh air, brother. You really, and I will continue to call you back. I don't care what your ethnicity is, just like you said, we all rooted back to one place, which is Ukebalon. For those who don't know, Africa was actually named after a white man, Cyprio Africanus. He was a Roman general who conquered Africa, and it was named after him. So the original name, if you trace back in history, is Ukebalon or Ethiopia. The whole continent was known as Ethiopia at one point in time. But you brother, are fresh. A breath of fresh air. I am an artist, but I have become a fan tonight. In this little bit of time that I have heard you talking and heard your music, I have become a fan. You can look forward to my support. And my name is J-Real the Realist, at J-Real the Realist, D-A Realist. And follow me, man. Anything that I can provide to you as far as promotion, or I mean, I know you got the team behind you strong, but any outside source that I can provide to you, brother, you are more than welcome to get it from me for free.
No doubt, man. I definitely will be rocking with you, man. Yeah, I definitely follow back everybody that follows me, and we can just continue to rock and build, man, and do something different. I'm definitely feeling the vibe. You know, you sound genuine, you know, and I'd like to hear some of your music, man, so let's build.
Oh, well, Diva can handle that for you, and Tay can do that for you, you know.
I'm definitely on point with that, and while we're speaking into that, I want to go into a triple play. I want to play two hot tracks by you, Slim Baby. We're featuring you. The first one is going to be Shaping My Heart, is Except One is featured on there. Slate Stone is on there. Slim Baby, you on there as well. And then the second one will be True MC's Never Die, Slim Baby is on there. Slate Stone is on there. Big Sam and the Deputy is on there too. And then we're going to get into one of my favorite tracks by J. Real the Realist. I'm gonna see if I'm not even gonna tell y'all that one. I'm gonna just let y'all hear it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Tate Black is live up in here. We got our special guest Slim the Phenomenon, aka Slim Baby. Follow him on Twitter at the Real Slim Baby. That's at the Real Slim Baby. And we're about to turn it up. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's phenomenal, baby.
I'm sorry that they ever did this to me. It's not an image, it's just a way of life, it's a mentality.
Rap music saved my life.
It's a balanced presentation, the job of the MC. Spit the rawest rhyme you could possibly spit and gather a crowd around.
The wars, the schemes,
3,000 in this thing. Surrup, opposition trying to bring the flame to us. 0 degrees, we rock the flame with us. Turning the vapors and float away, it dust. Yeah, it's all sounds in the wind. Can you hear my potential arising again? Leaving, never to come back and contend. While the child stands alone in the back of the class. Use me hands up, but nobody dare to answer. The problem that we're facing by this serious is cancer. Well, just leave it to me. I'll be the motion in the picture that they needed to see. I'll be the pollen full of flowers and the birds and the bees. I sow the seeds, grow the trees, so they sway in the breeze. And good grief, will I ever lie in ease in these streets? Open up the mind to you. So we breathe, listen to the songs of Elder B. Cause all the rest is just a repeat.
You already know what it is, man. You're back live. Tell your folks, man. Hit us up. Call in right now, 347-850-1521. Again, that number is 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Slim, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling that Jay Real track, too, man. That was nice.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
That is what's up, man. We try to keep it hip-hop on this joint, man. Lyrics is always important to us. And, you know, as far as you, Slim, and your process goes with picking tracks, what sticks out to you as far as a production? You know what I mean? Is it the instrumentation or is it the idea or both sometimes?
I guess it's both sometimes, you know, it's just different, you know, whatever the beat makes me feel like, man, you know, I kind of just run with that.
That's what's up, because, I mean, even with me personally, man, I've heard you on a variety of things. Do you steer towards any particular type of tracks or, because it looks like you're pretty versatile on things, or do you have a favorite, yo? Do you just like, yo, this is my zone?
Nah, that was always my big thing with, you know, getting into hip-hop, you know, because I don't really like to get into nothing if I don't take it serious, you know, and I like to look, when I was younger and coming up and shit, like, you know, I was a bad little kid, so I got to listen to whatever I wanted to. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, their parents wouldn't let them listen to certain music till they was a certain age and stuff. Like, I didn't have all that. Like, when I was young, I was getting it all the masters of hip-hop, I was listening to it firsthand, you know, and so I came up in that whole vibe and listening to all of that, and it impressed upon me what I felt from listening to that was that those guys really put a lot, and girls, you know, men and women that were MCs, you know, I like MC Light and a lot of female MCs, you know, Queen Latifah, stuff like that, but there was a lot of people holding it down in hip-hop that you could tell they really took time and honed those skills and you know, like how the basketball players go to the gym every day, you know, and the football players go to the field every day or lift weights every day. You know, you could tell they were really putting that into it. And you know, they were making a variety of music, you know, so that's kind of what I heard. And then, like, music started getting all weird in hip-hop, you know, everybody just wants to kind of do the same thing for whatever reason. And I get bored with that quick, you know, especially being an artist, you know.
Nah, definitely. And, I mean, speaking of, like, who do you listen to right now? It can be, you know, on the independent side or major. But who are you rocking with?
Man, there's too many, man. If you listen to Phenom Radio and just listen to the whole playlist all day long, with exception of a few, and I'm not going to say that, there's certain types of records I really don't get into, you know what I mean? Like, but, yeah. You know, it's good music that we play. I just don't get into certain records. Like, I'm really not the, you know, the swag type record or the, you know, the full out trap record type shit. You know, that's really not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's not good music, but like if you listen to anything other than that we play on Phenom Radio all day is pretty much what I listen to. But I don't just listen to hip hop. You know, I listen to soul music from every era. You know, Motown. I listen to classical music. I listen to, you know, rock music, all stages of rock music, blues, any type of music basically except for, like, country or Spanish music, man. Other than that, you know, I listen to everything, man.
Yeah, nah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Any artists in particular that you been kind of itching to work with or any features or collabs that you have on the horizon that we can expect to look from you?
J-Riddle.
Well, But actually, Sir Calloway, he's a cat we play on the station quite a bit. He's also done some stuff with Slate in the past, but I'm gonna collab with Sir Calloway pretty soon. I got a new project coming up in March. It drops in March called Artwork, and it's also gonna come with the EP. So it's gonna be another street album, and then an EP. It's gonna be 17 songs total. That's going to drop. It's called Artwork, and then the EP is called Vision and Perception. So that's coming out in March. So I'm going to be collabing with that on with Sir Calloway, Slate Stone, of course, Chrome, Grease. We play Grease on the station a lot. Who else? Tectonic Plates from the UK. We play them on the station. I'm going to be collabing with them and hopefully getting Five Steves from Jamaica, man. You know, I'm a big fan of his music and, you know, looking to collab with you, Tate. You know what I mean? I got to get you on that joint, too. So, you know, we got to get something in. But, yeah, that's definitely what I'm looking forward to, man, in the near future.
As far as reaching out to you, what are the best ways to reach out to you for verses, for collabs? Production, I mean, even mixing and mastering, because, you know, I know you're behind the boards as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, on the mixing and mastering, we got G-Mo, man. G-Mo is on the squad. I used to actually handle all the mixing and mastering back in the days, the early days of Phenomenal, but since we've had G, we've been blessed with that. So G can definitely hook up anybody. He has good prices on the mixing and mastering. But on any info, you know, it's probably best to hit my email. And that's 806slim@gmail.com. And if you don't get that today, just hit me on any of the Twitter, the Facebook, anywhere, and just ask me for my email, or hit me up in the message or the direct message or however. You know, I'm pretty much accessible on all those sites that I'm on. So, you know, they can hit me up anywhere they see me at.
Nah, definitely. And, I mean, definitely hit up GMO. That's at GMO_online. Definitely hit him up. You know, he definitely went in on volume 3, you know. I try to do my thing as well, but, you know, I appreciate guys like them and G-Mo, because, I mean, they just have that ear that me as just as a lyricist, artist, I don't have that, but you guys do, man. So you're definitely a necessary thing. We appreciate you guys, definitely. And I had another question. As far as this upcoming project coming up, what was your inspiration on that? How did that come about?
That came about, man. We're constantly in here creating, on a daily basis. You know, we have a spot now, we call it the launch pad. And basically what the launch pad is mine, G-Mo, and Slate Stone, our combined workstations that we had in three separate houses at one time, we now have combined into one facility. And you know, we're constantly in here creating every day. You know, this really is a job. You know, this is really a career. You know, we really do this every single day, day in, day out. So what the inspiration for Artwork was, you know, we constantly trying to come up with stuff different, you know, because we're having so many projects. We just try to come up with different themes, you know, just be creative with it. And so going on that tip, you know, I've always wanted to do, you know, some comic book stuff. You know, draw some comic book type panels, you know what I'm saying? So all, like I said, there's going to be 17 songs total on, you know, between the two projects, Artwork and Vision and Perception. And all 17 songs are going to have a comic book panel, a piece of artwork for them. And it's all going to go together real nice, you know. And then, of course, you know, on the music, I just tried to get a little more creative, you know, stuff like that. So it was, you know, it's just trying to keep with the flow of that creativity, man, and progress and just moving forward. So
definitely got that. That's something that you don't lack in at all. And I got an idea. You should take everybody that's on Phenomenal Radio and make us characters. That would be,
you know, and you know, that's crazy you say that, Diva, because I had that idea too, and I was like, well, I don't know if they want to do it, but yeah, I definitely did have that idea. I think that'd be dope, have everybody as their own little, you know, superhero character on Phenomenal. That'd be tight. Yeah.
That would definitely be tight, and it'll tie into a lot of things that we do. You guys make sure you go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check out our Underground Railroad. Check out our information kiosk. Check out our indie spotlight. Check out everything that we're doing over there. It's like a one-stop shop, and that's one of the things that I really respect
about Phenomenal Radio and about our staff and about our DJs and about the radio personalities and everything that we do over there. Salute to our team, because even though we don't speak to each other on a daily basis, because all of us is busy on the grind, it takes a lot of work to run a radio station, we support each other 1,000, and that's what's most important at the end of the day.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
If Tay doesn't have any more questions, I wanted to get into talking about the station itself, the history behind Phenomenal Radio and how it came about.
Okay. Phenom Radio, man. Like I said, I hooked up with Slate in 2005. Phenomenal Entertainment itself started as a company in 2003. I actually got the logo and everything designed in 2004 and officially launched it in 2005. And, like, pretty much immediately after I launched it and started, you know, shopping beats and graphics and, you know, my verses and everything I do, you know, like, pretty much immediately after I started doing that, I ran into him. And, you know, he wanted to be, you know, he wanted to make it a team thing, and I was definitely with that. You know, he was out here grinding as hard as I was. So we hooked up like that and continued to do that musically as artists. And through doing that, you know, long story short, through doing all of that for quite a while, pretty heavily in this whole West Texas region, we got approached by the radio station out here that's part of what's Raymar Communications, which has our Fox TV station in it. The program director from the hip-hop station in there was Hot 97.3 at the time. He saw me in the mall, and, you know, we were passing out flyers, and so that's how we had originally connected. And so... another long story short, we had been trying to get a independent hip-hop radio show here in the West Texas region that had never been done. Lubbock is like the, you know, if you want to say there's a big city out here, there's really not, but Lubbock is like the big city out here. So, like, in this region, we really didn't have nobody doing nothing for independent artists at all. Mm. And you know, the hip-hop station that's here, they're just real wet, you know. And so... I was there was two at the time, The Beat and Hot, and so I was at both of them for a long time trying to get the show started. So finally we got it all kicked off, got it going, and we ended up on Hot. Hot ended up picking up the show. It was Phenomenal Radio. That was in 2007, 2 years after me and Slate hooked up. Just to give you an idea of the time frame. But in that time frame, we had done so many shows, so, traveled so much, went in and out of state, all kinds of stuff. It was crazy. So after 2 years, got Phenomenal Radio, did that for another 2 years. We ended up getting into a situation with the station. They wanted us to do something we couldn't do as men, there's a lot of history behind that, but we just weren't going to do it. And then so we told them we were good. Their jaw dropped and hit the floor because they thought, you know, out here, you know, that was going to be the finish, the end of Phenomenal, you know. And so it didn't turn out that way. So, you know, so here we are. After we left Hot here, we were syndicated in Hobbs, New Mexico for actually like another year and a half. And then we went online. So it was a little process, but we just been pushing, and it's basically been me and Slate from the beginning. We've had a lot of people, you know, help. A lot of people we tried to help, you know, but basically it was me and him kind of pushed it all through, you know, and just stuck with it. You know, we could have gave up a long time ago, but then we wouldn't be here talking to Diva Ebony B on Frontline Fridays.
I know, that's right. What's your favorite Slate song?
Oh man, y'all don't understand how many songs Slate has, man. I mean, and that's not an exaggeration. Like, I don't even know how many songs Slate has. But there's a lot, man. There's a lot. I couldn't even tell you. I mean, we both really do enjoy each other's music. You know, we kind of feed off each other's energy, and so there's just a lot of music by Slate I like. You know, but he's got too many songs, man. So. That's a hard one, Diva. I think you stumped me on that one.
Yes. Well, I'm stumping you, I'm going to bring you back. You know, I'm not just going to leave you out there in limbo, King. I swear I just won't leave you out there in limbo. And I want to say right now, it's such an honor to, you know, be on such a great team, be on such a powerful team, because a lot of people start out with a great start, but they have a poor finish. And when it's time for you to start putting the work in and sacrificing, people drop off like flies. So, you know, yeah, I just appreciate it. you know, where we've been at. It's been a year, if not coming up on a year, but we're going to educate and regulate them right now. Let's go ahead and get into it.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Big shout out to F. Coley for that hot drop right there. It's time to educate and regulate, y'all. I love to do this session because we educate and regulate each other. We educate each other and we regulate the problem. We only focus on the solution. So I want to talk about health today, and I want to talk about your diet, how important it is for you to take care of your body and putting in good food, giving your body oxygen, giving it air, walking, exercising, so you can be able to have more productivity in your life. Fresh nuts and grains and vegetables are food that promote health and prevent diseases. Like obesity, we definitely dealing with that, especially within our children. Hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, etc. They are naturally low calorie, low fat, cholesterol free, and high in fiber, and full of nutrients. The nutrients in plants have a chemical in it that are found only in plant foods. They work in the body to lower bad cholesterol and raise good cholesterol, lower blood pressure, keep your blood vessels open, strengthen in the immune system, prevents tumors and cancer growth, balance of hormones, and much more. In addition, a diet rich in plant foods and nutritional sound increases energy, increases permanent weight loss, reduces the insulin requirements, and it reduces risk of all cancers. And just by eating grains and fruits and having a full green diet in the morning, what Diva has been doing lately, when I wake up in the morning before I eat any food, I have 2 cups of water. A lot of us don't even know how water can be so good to us. And I only learned this after I got my CNA certification. I really wasn't one on my health. It was a cheeseburger here, a Philly cheesesteak over there, you know, some fried chicken, even eat. But I really wasn't paying attention to what I was eating and why I felt so sluggish or tired the next day. And you can be moody. If you're moody all the time and you got some stuff going on with you, it may be what you're putting into your body that's causing you to act like a new nigga. I'm just saying. Now, let's talk about, according to history, some people who lived before the flood lived for almost a millennium, and they weren't disabled from chronic diseases that we are. Scientists today are discovering that God's ancient original diet for man really is best. Some of the best foods are black-eyed peas, brown rice, collard greens, sweet potatoes, cornbread, cooked without fatbacks, and turkey wings, of course. Now that's a diet I can get used to. More those diet pills. I want to say something about diet pills. It's really not good to take diet pills. If you need to flush out your system, but taking diet pills and what is those fat flushers, all that stuff is really dangerous. It's just temporarily taking off, or it's taking more of your natural body nutrients out because you're putting a chemical substance in. So I wanted to encourage all you guys today to at least get up in the morning and walk for about 10 to 15 minutes. Start off walking 10 to 15 minutes. Have water before you eat anything. And in the morning, start putting more grains and fruits in your body. One good thing about being outside is the air that you're getting into your body is opening up your lungs. You're going to sleep a lot more better at night. And especially parents for our kids. I mean, for real, I have got to the point that I tell my son, he get out of school at 4. He's only allowed to watch TV from 5 to 7, 2 hours. When we was kids back in the day, my mom and our daddy told us, go outside. Why are you in the house? Even if it was blistering cold outside. I remember one time my mom, I'm originally from Detroit. She told me to go outside. I went outside. I said, Ma, the snow is up to the door. We can't go outside. We snowed in. But she was so used to telling us to go outside and play and move around. We really need to start developing that now because the technology has brought us to a point where we neglect each other. We neglect our weight. We neglect our health. And we are neglecting our homes. So that's your girl, Diva Ebony B, with the Educate and Regulate session right there. Eat healthy, live healthy, get outside, and live longer.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Come on. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Baby, you are our guest for the night, baby. You are our guest of honor. I'm going to get your feedback on the healthiness or healthy living. What are some of your suggestions that you would put out there for the people to have a healthy lifestyle?
My suggestion would be, you said that a lot more eloquently than I would have said it, Diva. My thing is basically like people really do just need to get up off their ass, man, and do something. Just you gotta get up. I mean, you know, you gotta get up. You gotta move around. You know, people gotta quit being afraid to eat fruit and vegetables, you know, and stuff like that. Cause like, you know, people don't understand how much that stuff can help. You know, I know you mentioned a lot of health effects, but a lot of, you know, brain activity is triggered by food, by different foods. Mm. And you know, it's kind of how I was talking earlier. Everything is connected in the earth. And so, you know, if you're trying to be unconnected from that, you're kind of dumb. You know, so, like, there's stuff that's on this earth that's put here for us to eat and consume for certain reasons. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's to help the systems in your body naturally because, you know, that when we was out here naked running around chasing buffaloes with spears, there wasn't no HEB or, you know, ain't no
nope.
grocery stores. There ain't no none of those, you know. So you had to feed yourself and you had to know more about your body than I believe people, you know, are aware of now. You know, I don't believe anybody knows anything about their bodies. You know, they might know what their doctor tells them, but I think people need to overall be more connected and know themselves better. You know, and that's a big part of it. Is diet, I believe. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, I'm a vegan or I eat, you know, just super fish all the time. But I do try to, you know, I eat a lot of fruit. I really do enjoy fruit though. You know, so. A lot of times instead of candy or sweets, something like that, I will eat fruit instead, you know, or some stuff like that. I do like eating fruit in the morning. That's always bomb to me. But, you know, people got their own ways of doing stuff, so that's just my input on it.
I mean, if you obese and overweight and tired all the time, it's your fault. And it takes some discipline. You know, it definitely takes some discipline. If you're not making it to shows or making it to meetings because you're tired and whatnot, or, you know, even if you got the monkey, you know, a lot of people, weed is legalized over here. A lot of people smoke weed. Let's just get to the real of this thing. Get you some veggies. Get you some fruit, you know, and start putting that water in your body. Our bodies are made up of 90% of water. And even God said when he told Adam and Eve, go through the garden, walk and till it. He didn't say nothing about doing no push-ups. He didn't say nothing about doing no squats. He didn't say nothing about getting your Kanye West workout on. He didn't say none of that. He said, walk. He said, walk until the land. So I encourage you guys to start walking, and so you can have a nice body like Tay Black.
Congratulations
to Tay Black, too. Tay Black is recently engaged at the top of the year. He put a ring on it. We are so proud of that man. That's a big step. That's a really big thing. I can't congratulate him enough. He couldn't have picked a better queen. I'm going to tell you that. And I said that because I thought about this with this whole situation with Coco and Ice-T. So disappointed in Coco. Y'all knew I was going to talk about it. You're damn right. Steve was going to talk about it. I'm kind of feeling some type of way about how Coco is messing around, was messing around with this new nigga, and now he all over the internet posting pics of him ripping her booty, and, you know, they all hugged up and all looking all kissy face and whatnot. But remember Ice force-fed us Coco in the beginning. We really wasn't feeling Coco, but Ice took Coco to every event. Ice had Coco at every Atlanta hip-hop station, everything. He force-fed us, and this is the type of respect that he gets. He started it, and this is the type of thing he gets. I'm so sad to see these two, because I watched a reality show, and I was really like, yo, they really love each other. Not to take them that they don't love them now. I just seen Coco could have did her dirt. Well, she shouldn't have did no dirt anyway. Ain't no did no dirt better. You shouldn't have did it anyway, and it was just sad to see how Ice name and their relationship and Coco name is being slandered all over the net, and it has been sort of thing. I'm insulted.
You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
I don't want no hard feelings, Coco. When I see you on the street, it's gone. Tay Black, give me your feedback on that, baby.
You know what? I mean, as time has progressed, you know, because a lot of time it be he say, she say, you know, but pics, they kind of don't lie. And I mean, but I will say this, you know what I'm saying? If you look at the history, you know what I'm saying? Ice-T, he's going to be all right regardless. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be all right regardless. Because, Ice-T, you know what I mean? He come from that school. You know what I mean? He come from where the pimps and the players be at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that at the end of the day, love or not, you know what I'm saying? I know that he understands the game and that you win some, you lose some, and we're all adults. Everybody makes mistakes. So it's going to be up, you know, to see what decision he makes with things. And I just wish them the best of luck and much continued success, because I see an OG in the game, man, and I'm proud for his accomplishments and the things that he continues to do.
I definitely appreciate that. This is what I got for Coco right here. She a bird. She clucking. Clucking.
Those chickens.
Cluck, Coco. You clucking.
Those some chickens.
It's some chickens. Yeah, there's some chickens out there. Get them chickens back in here, DJ. Get them back.
Hey, but you know what Malcolm said. Malcolm said those chickens will come home to roost. Malcolm said those chickens will come home to roost. And once we realize, oh, my bad, I don't mean to interrupt or anything like that.
It's all right. You in it
that's
now.
Like we said, we set them chickens out, and once they come back to roost. And then what Malcolm meant by saying that is that when you send something out, whether it be a negative energy, positive energy, or you can send somebody out to go, put it this way, you send your little brother to the store, what is he going to do? He's going to come back. He's going to come back eventually. So what happens is whoever sent Coco out. Now, I mean, you know me, Diva. You know MTV, BET, reality TV is stricken from my house. You know, it's not allowed in my house. Cussing is not allowed. You can't even say shut up in my house because I have a three-year-old who will mock you. So you're not even allowed to say shut up in my house. And if you have a problem with that, you can turn around and get out. So I'm
like
not
Martin,
up in current. I'm not current with the reality TV. I know of Ice-T and Coco because, I mean, how can you get around it? You know, of course, you don't have to watch TV to know that they have a reality TV show. But as a person who has met General Ice-T And that's what I call him, the general. If he's listening, and I call him the general, he know who I am. I have met this man personally on some not pimp stuff, not gangbang stuff, because we know where he come from, we know where he's been. Mm-hmm. But when I met the man, it was at the Celebrity Center. I just got off the stage. I met Stevie Wonder, and I had met Ice-T. And Ice-T shared some game with me that had nothing to do with pimping or anything else. It was on some black man keep strong type of stuff. And that gave me a new line of respect for him. So I feel that any woman, which, you know, you when you're looking at Coco, you're looking at, what's her name from Flavor Flav, New York. You're just looking for somebody who's really riding the coattail to fame, who's trying to get up into the next level on their own reconnaissance and not peeping out. But like my brother said, the Ice-T is always going to bounce back. That's Ice-T. Ice-T is going to be the general until the day he dies. So
I just don't want women to think that this is something okay to do. When you with a man, that's your king. You are.
And a lot of women, and I'm going to tell you what, Diva, Maury, Jerry Springer, Cheaters, whatever other show that they got out, that is destroying the image of black men every day. And what they have, what it is we on Frontline Fridays, we have one time a week for a few hours to heighten and appreciate what a real king is, while they spend 7 days a week reruns breaking us down. So it's hard for us as a man, and all the brothers out there, and don't get it wrong, Jay River Willis is married. Jay River Willis has two kids, a daughter and a son, which I love with all my heart. But at the same time, Jay River Willis come from these streets. Jay River Willis had people on the streets walking for him. I was a player. I was doing all of that until I looked into my, when my daughter came out of the womb and looked me in my face, I became a man. I matured right then and there. My son is older than my daughter.
I believe that everybody has their that aha moment or that reveal moment, you know, that they say, you know what, I got to start doing things for the better. I got to start doing it different. And for the betterment, I got to start getting back better with what I'm doing. But I'm talking about right now.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's right now. I'm not talking about 5 years or 10 years into the future. I'm talking about
right now. The here and now. And, you know, Diva, I wanted to I apologize once again for interjecting and interrupting you because it's Slim's time, you know. Again, another shout-out to you, brother, because you really have – I'm not nobody for me to say that you've impressed me and you be impressed by that, but you've really taken to me, and I'm really finna become a fan of you. But I don't want to string along from the nutrient subject, from the diet subject. I just want to give my two cents on that because
I
celebrate Kwanzaa. You know, we don't do Christmas. Not to say that there's anything wrong with Christmas, but if you go into the history of Christmas, you might be celebrating Kwanzaa too. But anyway, I celebrate Kwanzaa, and the thing about Kwanzaa is for American people who celebrate Kwanzaa, it is usually culture to adopt a African or Ethiopian or South African or North African meal. So what I do is for those 7 days, from the 26th to the 1st, every night I celebrate Kwanzaa by cooking an indigenous. And if anybody who doesn't know what the word indigenous means you come from that place. You originate from that. Alligators, lions, they are indigenous to Africa. So when you hear the word indigenous, that means that's where that person or that place originates from. So what I've found in doing Kwanzaa for the last 4 years, being raised from doing Kwanzaa, is that even though it's a little bit costly, people, the best thing, and I know I'm kind of diverting from foods, but I want to go into your cooking style, because I went to the School of Cordon Bleu in Pasadena. You know, I have my degrees in culinary. So I want to advise the people that when you go to the stores and you're getting ready to buy your cooking substances, I'm talking seasonings, I'm talking about oils, the things you cook your food in. See, it's not all the time so much what you're cooking, but how you prepare your food that can be dangerous. Now, we know oil, that's the cheapest thing, regular oil that we can buy, you know, castor, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, castor oil or whatnot.
I'll wrap this up because I need to get to the call line. Let's wrap up, baby.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then we have vegetable oil, which is a little bit more healthy. But if you really want to get into the healthier, which is more a little bit more expensive, peanut oil. look for peanut oil. This is the best to fry with. This is what the people, indigenous people from Africa and Ethiopia, when they fry their foods, they use peanut oil. And that is the most healthiest food that you can go with. If you're a fried chicken person, fried pork chop, fried whatever, try and steer towards the peanut oil. It's a little bit more costly on the shelves, but it's so much more natural and so much more nutrients provided to your body within the grease. I'm sorry, D, for taking up time.
That's cool. And the key words is natural and nutrients, the N and N. Let's go to the 646-673. You're now on the front line. Holla at us.
What's up? What's up? How you doing, Diva Evan? This is SX Angie Dre, Sean Felder. How you doing? How's everything? Happy New
Year.
Hey,
Mr. Felder. How you doing? Welcome. SX Energy Drink, we appreciate you for coming through. We got Slim Baby, a.k.a. Slim the Phenomenon, live in the house. You got special guest. Show him some love.
What's up, my man? How you doing, brother? What's good, man? What's going on?
Doing good, man. What's good with you?
All right. Register to show how y'all talk about health and eating habits and stuff. You know, I can relate to that. You know, as you get a little older, your eating habits change. You know what I'm saying? You got to make adjustments of what to eat or what not to eat. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's so important for you to take care of your body, man. If you don't take care of your body, first of all, while we're talking about the body, and I want to talk about taking care of your spirit first. Y'all. Mm-hmm. Take care of your spirit. You are a spirit. You are spirit and you are a human. You are physical and you are spirit. So you got to take care of both parts. Stop putting this garbage into your life, meaning taking on everybody else's BS. Now, Slim Baby, I see this a lot, and everybody that's tuned in, I see this a lot, and I be thinking about deactivating my Facebook sometimes, Slim. Every day I'm going to push the button, Slim. I say, I'm going to deactivate it today. And
I just want to say real quick also, yes, true, but sometimes you're at a point in your life, you got to have peace of mind. You know, I just turned 45, and, you know, I'm at a point when people talk about you, just block it out, keep it moving, you know what I mean? Because you can't control
people talking about me. I got a website, www.hatediva.com.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially as you become successful, I know that I've become successful on this energy drink. You know, people want to take shots at you, especially some of your own kind. You know, I just laugh and shake it off. You know what I mean? Because my thing is, you know, against misery loves company. Why are you miserable when I'm trying to better myself and attain some type of achieving status? You know what I mean?
Because they ain't got the heart and the balls to do what you do.
Exactly.
And I want you to go to www.slimbaby.net. I want you to go there right now. You got your computer in front of you?
No, I'm going on I'm in the mother's house. I'll go down there later on and check that out.
All right, I want you to go to www.slimbaby.net. And I want you to check out the site and everything that he has on there. The first thing that I want you to check out is the music. That's the very first thing. When you pull up the homepage, and when you get to SlimBaby.net, which is so hot, the first thing you're going to see is Slim, which is the latest project by Slim the Phenomenon. I want you to check out that. And then I want you to indulge, and I mean indulge, and click on artwork. I want you to see, and because it's gonna make you feel such a great way, but I want you to see this artwork that he has laid out and how he's talking through his art and how he's putting history on the map of our forefathers and our foremothers that was before us. I want you to see this, and I want you to share it with everybody you know, because especially with you with the excess energy drinking, you run into a lot of people, and you deal with a lot of ladies too, so I need them to see this. I want you to see the justice for Trayvon Martin. I need you to see that. I need you to see this art that this brother has put up, and then take a few pieces down. I think you can down. Is it free, Slim Baby?
No doubt.
Yeah, and take a piece and put it up in your house. Put it up in your house. Stay tuned because the T-shirts and art is coming soon. Diva is definitely going to be funding that, but I want you to take one piece of art that Slim Baby has on here. Why it's free? And put it up in your home, and then we're going to do a segment on Diva Spot TV, and I want everybody to see it in your house like they see it in mine.
Okay, Ebony, check it out. What you going to be doing inauguration day? You know this is going to be the big weekend for Barack Obama's second term. What you doing that day? You going to watch it or what? You got to talk about that too, you know?
I am going to watch that.
Yeah, you got to talk about our Commander in Chief, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to be watching. I'm going to be watching it with my whole family. We're going to be cutting off these phones. I'm going to bring the kids, to you guys to watch this thing as well. But, yeah, I'll be watching it. I'll be educating and regulating myself.
Yes. So important for our black youth to watch this because it's another historic moment Barack Obama's president. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a big week here in New York. Be a lot of parties celebrating this. It's going to be on Martin Luther King Day. That's another amazing day. Martin Luther King Day, our black president, is nominated again as Commander in Chief. So that's going to be a very emotional moment for some people. I remember the first time I want to share that. I watched it at a BBQ's of Harlem the first time he was nominated. A lot of black folks was crying. You know, I seen a lot of tears, you know what I'm saying, thinking about the struggle, the slavery all went through. I didn't understand at first, you understand what I'm saying, but I understood why people was crying, you know what I'm saying. We went through during 400 years. You know what I'm saying?
We overcame that. A lot of us has overcame it. That's why I put on Facebook the other day. It's a difference between niggas and black people.
All right.
And I said it, and I thank you for calling in, Sean. Just stay on the line right here. I'm going to get back to Slum Baby because I got a couple more things. I want to get into more of his Kool-Aid.
Okay, you got it. No problem.
So, baby, you enjoying yourself, Boobo?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it's all about. Slim, I want to hear what's on your mind. What do you want to talk about? Because we definitely have this palette open for everybody to get their opinions in, but I want to talk about something or touch on a topic that you want to touch on right here on the front line.
All right, I definitely want to talk about PhenomRadio.com. I know we've probably got a lot of artists that's tuning in. Shout out to any artists out there listening in. If you rock with Diva, we rock with you, and that's what's up. But I definitely want to tell people about SoundExchange.com. Get paid when you get played. And what that is, SoundExchange.com collects royalties so artists can get paid when they get spins on internet radio and satellite radio. And also on that TV little music station thing. So that's what Sound Exchange is. So it's free. You register. You can sign up for free. We got information for that on the site, so you can check that out. Check out how to submit us music. There's a little process. All you got to do is send a tweet out, and we give you the email. You can send us music as much as you want. We listen to everything. If it's hot, it plays. If it's not, or if we don't play it for whatever reason, send other music. We listen to everything, so definitely check that out. I just want to talk, Diva. Let's go in on the Underground Railroad, and let's really talk about what that is and let the people know what the Underground Railroad is about. And that is on the site. You'll see that right there on the front page, the Underground Railroad. What that is I think it's something like 30 other online stations. I can't remember exactly what the number is now. But it's other online stations that are registered with Sound Exchange also. So artists can actually, after they submit music to Phenom Radio, they can go on the Underground Railroad and go check out other, it's like 30 other online hip-hop stations that can get you paid for your spins through Sound Exchange that play independent artist music. So if you got any sort of hustle or grind, in you, I know we were talking about Ice-T earlier, take something from him. He's always been a hustler, you know what I'm saying? Get on that Underground Railroad, submit your music to all of them stations. And, see what happens for you. You never know.
The Underground Railroad is such a great tool to use. It's an interactive map right here on PhenomRadio.com. The Underground Railroad is the pathway of independence, the indie artist roadmap to legally licensed, monitor online radio stations that play independent hip-hop music. Artists that are registered with Sound Exchange get paid for their spins on these stations. Another way at Phenomenal Radio is putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. One good thing about this, if you come over here and visit Diva in the West Coast, right here in Seattle, you can be like, all right, Diva, I'm over here chilling with Diva, so let me go ahead to the Underground Railroad and look at the map. Look at all the other stations that Phenomenal Radio, that all of us has worked together to build an even bigger platform for you. This is to your advantage. See, we're going to give you the water, but you got to drink it yourself, and you got to be thirsty enough to want to drink, baby. That's what I'm saying. Wake up every day thirsty and go to Phenom Radio. Go to phenomradio.blogspot.com. That's where you need to be at.
There's no need to be like, oh, how do I get my music to DJs, or how do I get advertisement, or what's up with this 7th Street promo, or what's up with this Global Network ad, or, you know, what about the extra voice, you know, all of that. Go to phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomradio.blogspot.com, and step your game up. Back to you, Slay.
All right, yeah, no doubt. And then also, Diva, we got that extra voice, and what that is this other Blogspot stations, just like Frontline Fridays. Basically what that's for is it's a whole list of those stations, so artists can go through and submit their music to those stations as well, and see if they spotlight any artists or if they do any interviews and all of that. Now, all of this you got to go through and do on your own. You know, it's not just on there where you can just click and in 5 minutes the world falls in your lap and you're good. You got to go through there. You got to look. You got to read. You got to put in a little work. You got to email these people and ask them what their process is for sending music. You got to go through their sites and check all that, you know. But I feel like if you're serious about your if you want that to be a career, then that eventually means you want to get compensated in some way for doing that. And so, you know, any avenue you can do that in a career, I feel like everybody should be trying to take advantage of. But that's just me.
Indie artists need all the promotion they can get. The Extra Voice is a list of blog talk and showcasts. Radio stations that help artists get heard. I want to give a big shout out to a couple of the stations that is on our Extra Voice right here on Phenomenal Radio. Next Radio Online is one of them. HME Radio, big shout out to Kano the Pyro. Grind Hard Radio is on there, big shout to Jit. The D Hour Show was on there. Rated R Radio, MMS Worldwide Radio, BS and NS Radio, PC Radio, Global Rhymes Radio, Street Radio, WLVS, big shout out to WLVS Radio, Lush Radio Online, big shout out to Lushy Lush, Mix 1620, and so many more is on here. You can just click right here on any of these radio stations. They are the extra voice if you're looking for more exposure. Exposure is so important. Sometimes when I go to events, and Slim, I'm pretty sure that you can testify to this, a lot of times exposure can be payment, especially for the entrepreneur and the artist. You don't have to get paid money every time. If there's 50,000 people there and you ain't get your 500 or you're not getting paid but you got invited and you got a pass for free, the exposure is payment. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, people got to see you. You know what I mean? Like, you can show yourself online all day long, but, you know, it's something different when somebody can see you physically and they see how you operate. You know, and a lot of people want to do that anyway, especially when you start dealing with people that, like what people call mainstream industry executive people. When you start dealing with people like that, like, you know, they really don't want a lot of extra stuff. They got a lot of stuff going on, you know what I mean? So they want to see you, want to see if you're on point, if you're even somebody they even want to deal with. You know, they might see you in person and you acting all ratchet or something, or just all extra, and they might be like, oh, no, we don't want to fool with this cat, or, you know, whatever. You know,
I've had that happen to me in a situation where I had to make an executive decision, Slim, as far as with partnering with another radio station, because I'm like, you know, we all together and we're doing it for the betterment of the indie and the independent artists, independent businesses. You want to make sure that, hold on one second, because my family outside my studio and they acting like I'm not live on air. Let me just pause right now so y'all can get y'all stuff together.
Nah, you could, Diva. As a matter of fact, we're still live on the air. Make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Shout out to everybody holding us down on Facebook. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody on Twitter that's lighting us up. Slim, you getting some love tonight, man. You putting in that work, sir.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely feeling the love, and I definitely appreciate it, man.
I do have a question for you, Slim. What do you feel that Frontline Fridays brought to Phenomenal Radio?
Oh, that's easy. I feel like what Frontline Fridays brought to Phenomenal Radio is the Queen Diva Ebony B. you know, and I know, you know, we don't get to speak to each other a lot, like you say, you know, we always working and stuff, and we do get to conversate from time to time, but one of the conversations I have a lot with Slate here at the station is, you know, you're really on point with the interview skills, and, you know, we're definitely looking forward to helping you expand that in the future, you know what I mean, and I think that's going to be something that's going to take you, you know, pretty far. And then of course, you know, Tay Black,
yeah.
You know, he is also holding it down with the host joint, and then, you know, he's ripping behind the mic, and, you know, also the grind and the help with the promotion, you know, is key. So
I just gotta give a big shout out to Tay, because if it wasn't for Tay introduced me to Phenomenal Radio. He introduced me to Slate, and I had the honor of interviewing Slate on Frontline Friday, so it just all came into play, and I appreciate you guys, because I'm trying to interview every artist that I can that's who are making a true impact on our culture. I don't call it hip-hop anymore. I call it our culture, because that's what it is, and I think that artists and business owners should not only be interviewed on a professional side, but interviewed on the personal side, because they're human too.
Right, and Diva, and I think that's what helps make the connection with people, you know, when they, because like I said, I got a lot of inspiration from reading about people, you know, back in the past, because of stuff I went through, you know. I was like, well, let me see what other people, you know, other people that had a rough time, let me see what they went through, how they dealt with it, you know what I mean, and you can get a lot of gain from that in itself. Just listening to somebody that's been through that and hearing them talk more on a personal level, you know what I mean? So, that's definitely a big salute to y'all for always doing that.
Oh, we appreciate that. I'm going to throw it over to Tay. We got about 13 minutes left in this thing, and I want to get into another music mix, but I'm going to throw this thing over to Tay. Pass the peas on the left-hand side. I'll pass the peas on the left-hand side.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. I feel like, you know, for those listening tonight, man, and big shout out to all the Frontline Friday listeners, man. I feel like they've gotten, you know, an in-depth look at Slim, his motivations. You know, I've heard a lot of people that even called in and were inspired and motivated and really impressed by him. And, I mean, that's just something that me and Diva and Slayton, you know what I mean, Ghoul, that's what we see every day from Slim. And so,
he's a phenomenal guy.
Yeah, if you really want to get it in with Slim and interact with him, you know, you got to hit them up. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you're online. You know what I mean? Checking them out on Facebook. Slim, one more time, give, like, you know, all your links as far as following up with you, connecting with you, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all them joints.
All right. On Twitter, it's @TheRealSlimBaby. On Facebook, you can look for Slim the Phenomenon or Adam Hernandez, either or. SlimBaby.net, that's the official website. Tumblr, you can go to blackhistoryseries.tumblr.com, brownhistoryseries.tumblr.com, facesofhiphop.tumblr.com, Instagram, I'm on Slim the Phenom on Instagram, and on Reverb Nation, everywhere, man. MySpace still, we still got the MySpace joint rocking.
Oh, MySpace is still alive in effect. I think people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We got the numbers on that.
You guys stay tuned. And all those who are looking at our site right now on Blog Talk Radio, and they're seeing that wonderful Frontline Fridays logo, that was designed by Slim Baby. The black one with the white background and the white one with the black background, that was designed by Slim Baby. And and stay clear and stay tuned, because their Frontline Friday t-shirts and apparel is going to be coming to Fuego stores, as well as with the Diva Spot Radio logo. So you guys, stay tuned for that. It's coming soon. We're definitely going to have that in a few months in the works and getting it done. But Slim Baby, I just want to say salute to you, King, and thank you for being genuine. Thank you for educating us. Thank you for taking your gifts and your talents seriously and using them to better our culture. Slim Baby, you know you're welcome back anytime to Frontline Fridays. And I usually tell people the next time they come by, they got to pour their own Kool-Aid. But next time you come through, I'm going to pour you some Kool-Aid, baby, all right?
All right. I definitely appreciate you having me on, Diva, and I appreciate all the love from everybody, all the support. Shout out everybody checking me out.
Most definitely, man. I want to give a big shout out to the whole Phenomenal Radio staff. And Tay Black, we get a lot of love. I was checking out the numbers that we were getting and the retweets that we were getting on Twitter and all the love that we was getting on Facebook. And we want to just say to everybody, whoever retweeted, reposted, shared, told your baby mama, told your baby father, was all in the conversation about us, and even our haters, we especially want to thank y'all. Y'all make sure y'all working overtime for letting everybody know about Phenomenal Radio on Frontline Fridays and everything that we do. It does take a lot of work to get it done, but we have a lot of fun doing it, man. So big shout out to all of our Twitter fans and everybody that's doing their thing. Tay, you're going to be at an event in March. I want you to tell everybody about that.
Well,
we're
going to
be at an event in March.
Let me just begin to tell
Triple
you, Diva. You know, I just really appreciate you and your support. I don't think that I would have been trying to make this move out here had it not been for you, had it not been for Slate and Slim and everybody just really pushing me. I'm definitely going to be live in effect down in South by Southwest this year. You know, I know that, you know, Slate and Slim got a lot going on. I know Diva, we trying to make moves, but I'm definitely going to be down there. And I really just been pushing, you know, the last couple of weeks to get everything together. Myself, my homie Triple Threat, my homie Young Rel, you know, and Brave New Breed, we've definitely been trying to make moves down there, and we definitely will. So we have a lot going on. Make sure you stay in contact with me and Diva. And, I mean, we're going to be representing. We're going to be representing all the brands, Phenomenal Radio. Everything is going to be in full effect down there. We taking merchandise. We just networking and making it happen. So that's coming each Friday. I'll definitely update everybody as we have more information. But I'm telling you, it's a lot of big artists we're working with, a lot of sponsors, corporate sponsors. So we definitely get it in, Diva.
All right, now, I appreciate that, Tay Black. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check us out at www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Make sure you follow Slim Baby at The Real Slim Baby on Twitter. That's at The Real Slim Baby on Twitter. Become his friend on Facebook at www.facebook.com/slimthephenomenon. And last but not least, make sure you check out his website. He's doing big things, man. www.slimbaby.net. Again, that's www.slimbaby.net. I want you to check out the music. His That Piff is on there. His Reverb Nation is on there. And the latest project is on there right now. We're going to go into a music mix right now. When we come back from this music mix, Oil Lips, Black Queen, I love them. We're going to go ahead and take one more call before we get up out of here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and it's Phenomenal, baby. We're going to get to this hot track by Young AJ called On My Job featuring Trick Daddy, because I'm on my job.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right, if you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake, if you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go hell, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright, if you use that brain that you got in your head. Then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh, you on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job as my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life, you done earned your stripes. But this time, get it right. For the kids that done watched you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills, invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your feels, not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is, if you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich If you slipping bricks, but ain't saving up. See how
East and West. Tony Larry, J. Big, it's the world. Buzz Bizarre, Dope Ass, Bizarre Music. Who's fucking with us? Nothing?
Nothing.
Hey, DJ!
Just one DJ. No commitment. No regret. A one night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Here
we go.
Tonight. Of audio bliss.
DJ, are you
done making it? Phenomenal radio.
Come on. East and West. Tony Larry, J. Big, it's the world. Buzz Bizarre, Dope Ass, Bizarre Music. Who's fucking with us? Nothing?
Nothing.
We ain't come into that though. You already know. We came here to party.
We came here to party. So I'ma stand this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby. So flip some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right. We came here to party. So I'ma stand this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby. So flip some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right. I'm from PG, but ain't shit young about me. Except for maybe the cars and all this money around me. 100,000 got the topless bras running around me. I make your girl rain, now I got your honey drowning. But fuck the life jacket, all my niggas like.